With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Black Friday isn't quite what it used to be, but Greg Clarkson reports it's still the biggest day of the year for in-store shopping.
Many shoppers browse and buy online, but brick-and-mortar stores still enjoy a surge in foot traffic this holiday weekend as bargain hunters look for deals. This year, there are five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Can retailers expect a bump in Black Friday sales this year?
The National Retail Federation, Deloitte, MasterCard, various sources place the expected holiday sales growth at somewhere around 2 or 3%. So kind of in line with inflation. Growing, but not exceptionally so.
That is Bankrate.com senior analyst Ted Rossman. Analysts also note that there are five fewer shopping days this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That could take a toll. Israel is taking steps to protect civilian lives as Hezbollah has apparently begun violating terms of that ceasefire in southern Lebanon.
While this ceasefire remains intact, it is very fragile, and we have got both sides accusing each other of violating the terms of the agreement. Certainly, that's what Lebanese army officials, what the Hezbollah lawmakers have been saying when it comes to Israel, that these are just citizens, they say, that want to return to their homes in the south. The Israeli military has this morning published this map. It shows a red zone in the south of Lebanon all along the border with Israel, covering about 60 villages there. And it tells people not to return to that zone, saying that if they do so, they'll put themselves in danger.
That is the BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting. For more than a year, Hezbollah has been using that area to launch missiles into northern Israel. Only recently, Israel started fighting back with attacks of its own. A booming but abbreviated trading session on Wall Street. The Dow was up about 150 points. This is SRN News. One Pennsylvania town welcomes the Christ child. Michael Harrington explains.
It took months of debate, a contentious hearing, and a narrow 4-3 vote, but the city of Lock Haven has decided to allow a nativity scene to be displayed in Triangle Park. These kinds of travails are playing out all across the nation in places where having baby Jesus on display in a park during December never used to be controversial. However, atheist groups have become much more powerful in the 21st century, and lawsuits are always a risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on male students using female bathrooms from kindergarten through college is now the law of the land in Ohio. The bill signed by Republican Governor Mike DeWine this week says public and private schools must designate separate restrooms, locker rooms, and overnight accommodations for the exclusive use of either males or females, and that is based not on their choice but on their biological sex. This is SRN News. Shelley Adler has a report for us on another food recall.
The FDA says cucumbers shipped to 13 U.S. states have been recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. No illnesses were immediately reported. Earlier this summer, a separate salmonella outbreak in cucumbers sickened 450 people in the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
What kind of weasel would run around stealing kids' shoes? A stolen shoe mystery has been solved in Japan, and that weasel is an actual weasel. Police thought that a shoe thief was on the loose at that kindergarten until security cameras caught the culprit in action, nabbing shoes from the cubby holes where the kids store their footwear. 15 shoes stolen in all. It's a relief for parents and teachers who had worried a man with a foot fetish may have been to blame. More of these stories at srnnews.com.